Well, the headline earlier this morning was that a whole group of fishermen from the United States had traveled to London in order to attend the annual meeting of BP there and perhaps give BP executives a piece of their minds. That kind of went the other way because a group of protesters ended up getting into that meeting, disrupting things, and the protesters were judged to be a threat to the other shareholders and were removed. We're joined now by BBC reporter Rob Young, who joins us live from London. Rob, can you tell us exactly what happened?
Yeah, well, there have been quite a few protests outside the annual shareholder meeting of BP here in central London. There were people who've travelled from the Gulf Coast. They had been given share certificates, which should have enabled them to get into the meeting, to at the very least ask questions of BP's executive board. They have been denied entry to the meeting, something which caused something of a kerfuffle outside with protesters, Gulf residents and police all trying to have their say above the din of the demonstrations. But several protesters did manage to get in, totally unrelated to the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Though these people were protesting at a BP project in Canada, a tar sands project, which is effectively where oil companies dig oil out of the ground. And some of the people protesting against that project try to get onto the stage where the chairman, the chief executive, and other members of the board are speaking. They were prevented by security staff and they were ejected. Indeed, one man was seen being physically carried out of the building.
So the meeting ended there?
The meeting hasn't ended. No, it's continued on and indeed is still continuing. Shareholders are due to vote pretty soon on executive pay and also whether or not the annual report and set of accounts should be approved. Indeed, two of America's biggest pension funds, one from California, another from Florida, have said they are minded to vote against the annual report by way of protest. They've also said they will oppose the reappointment of the director of safety at BP. He was the man who was also in charge of company safety when the Macondo well exploded almost a year ago.
What happens to the group of fishermen that were trying to get into the meeting? Director pay was one of the things they wanted to raise their voices about, saying that executives shouldn't be paid so well or earn bonuses while they have not yet been compensated.
Well, the fishermen are still outside of the meeting. They are hoping to get in. Indeed, their case has been raised by a couple of people, both of whom were applauded by other shareholders, largely small shareholders, not large institutional ones, when the board was told that these people should be allowed into the meeting, although as of yet they are still outside. And you're right on the issue of executive pay. It is a big issue. Indeed, various firms which advise large institutional investors have said that shareholders should think about voting against BP's remuneration package, given what's happened to the company over the past year. It's not just been what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. There's also this large deal between BP and Russia's Rosneft oil company. A deadline for that all to be wrapped up was due to pass today. It's now been extended by a month, but the deal is at risk of collapsing and may not happen. One shareholder said to me that this whole the Russian deal has been a complete shambles, and people are demanding questions, and many people don't think that executives deserve the large pay or bonuses that they're due to get.
Drama at the annual meeting of BP in London. That is Rob Young with our partner, the BBC, joining us live from the UK. Thanks so much, Rob.